is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, on this Patriots Monday. Talking a lot about the Patriots win over the Jets. Also, the Josh Uche trade today as he goes to the Chiefs for a future sixth round pick.
Not that far in the future, just 2026.
Yeah. That's like when the Batman 2 comes out, Dune 3, I think, comes out in 2026. So there's time to get to some that big draft.
None of you seem to understand. I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with Grab Bag.
New one.
That's a listener one.
Oh, that's a listener one.
That's a listener submission.
How about that? Where do people send those if they ever have
Keith at WEEI.com.
That's it?
That's all it is.
That's real easy.
Hey, the Bruins had a game over the weekend, Jones. How about a 4-3 overtime winner against the Toronto Maple Leafs? What do you think?
Marchand got his first goal.
Marchand did.
In that game. It was incredible how wide open, if you're watching this, at the end of regulation, this is Saturday night.
Yep.
At the end of regulation, how wide open Austin Matthews was.
That was frustrating.
It was like, man, he's just maybe the best goal scorer in the NHL. The guy is just skating circles
around
everybody.
He's led the league, three of the last 4 years in goals?
Wide open for a deflection to beat Swayman. You go to overtime. But then Matthews has a brutal giveaway in overtime.
Giveth and he taketh.
And Marchand gets the game winner. Yeah. I thought it was Pastrnak in real time. Judd thought it was Pastrnak in real time. Well, kind of his job, not so much mine.
No, less so yours.
But Marchand got the winner, and so Bruins back in business,
They got the same record as the Toronto Maple Leafs do right now. Pastrnak scored on the power play his sixth goal, and then obviously assisted on the game winner. Swayman had 20 saves in net for the win.
Yeah, you'd like to see more of those and fewer goals.
We'll see the Bees tomorrow at home against the Philadelphia Flyers. So look forward to that.
Was that Excitebike?
What a payoff.
That was Mario 2, I think.
What a payoff. That's Mario 2.
But that's Super Mario Brothers 2.
Nice.
I only play as the princess because she can kind of float.
2 is swill.
You don't like 2?
I don't.
I can't picture 2.
I'm a left and right guy, not an up and down guy.
I can't picture 2.
2's amazing. So 2 wasn't even a Mario game. It was some other game, but because of the Mario popularity, they were like, all right, let's put the Mario characters in this.
Oh, they just jammed the characters.
Yeah. Choose at each start screen if you want to be Mario, Luigi, Toad, or Princess.
They all have
slightly different abilities.
Yeah.
Princess could kind of like almost fly.
Nice.
Kind of unfair. Kind of OP, as they would say.
I would
play as Princess. Okay. I could beat that game.
3 is when you can fly around with the fireballs.
Yeah, you get whistles or flutes.
So 3 I can picture.
3 was an all-time game. They're all-time games to me. But Billy doesn't like 2.
Yeah, well, he calls
2 is like, you know, you really go from, like, you go from right to left, and now you go from, north, you know, south to north.
Up, down a little bit if you want. Not every level is up, down. Some of it's left, right. There's also, you could go back where you never could go back. Remember in Mario 1, like, if you go too far to the right, like,
that's an invisible wall.
Dude, screen's moving on you. You ain't going back. Can't turn back now. But the Boston Celtics played on Saturday, Jones. They were up real big, and then they kind of blew it, and then they came back, and they beat the Detroit Pistons. 124-118, Jason Tatum had 37 points. C's are a perfect 3-0 to start the year. And tonight, at home, kind of sneaky here, the Milwaukee Bucks. It's a good little game, right?
Real nice little game.
I like that little game.
I'll tell you. I'm not.
What are you telling me?
Loving what I've seen out of the Celtics defensively. I've been telling you since the first game.
Yeah, you've been on this.
118 points to the Pistons. They were down late. Didn't you make a nice bet, Keith?
I did. I feel the only bet I hit all weekend, so I should tell everybody about it. I was able to. They were down like 4 with like 4.5 minutes to go, and they were like -105 to just win. I'm like, they're gonna beat the Pistons. The Pistons aren't gonna win a close game late against a team like the Celtics.
No.
Then the Celtics stormed back and they got the win. So they didn't cover the original number, but if you live bet them in the fourth quarter, you got a good value.
Nice work. Yeah. The biggest plays in the game, Jrue Holiday stuck a couple of big threes down the stretch. Derek White, I say I'm concerned about the Celtics defense. Derek White had a massive block towards the end of regulation with the Celtics, I think, already up 2 at that point, if I'm not mistaken. But
that block was sick.
But they were up 2, right?
And they might have been. Yeah,
I think they were
protecting
up
the lead
when that block happened. And so the situation there is just they should be blowing out a team like Detroit. Maybe they were looking past to the Bucks tonight. If they hammer the Bucks like they hammered the Knicks in the opener, then no harm, no foul. But let's watch it.
Fire! Wind! Water! Heart! Go play!
By your powers combined, I am Captain
Grab Bag.
Well, that one I get.
You get that one?
Captain Grabbag. I love that show.
Twitch chat is asking. We're going to get to it here anyway. So we have all on the show finished the Red Sox documentary, The Comeback, the three episodes on Netflix.
Yeah, I was the last one. I finished over the weekend. Yes, I was the last one.
Excellent. We are going to talk about it in length tomorrow. Do we have a time yet? Sometime tomorrow during the show.
Let's see what happens with the show. Let's see. But we'll spend an extended amount of time on the comeback tomorrow. Yes.
Tune in to find out. Yeah. But we very much enjoyed it. A lot of member berries when it comes to this. But I think well done.
Good very stuff. Well done.
But we'll spoil it tomorrow. I mean, spoil as much as you can.
I'll tell you. Here's a spoiler.
Go ahead.
The third episode, the best one.
You like that third
that
episode?
That was the best. I really liked the first episode.
Yeah.
I was schmeh about the second episode. But the
team really found that groove in the third episode.
Yeah, no, the third episode is where it was at.
What a good team, though.
That gave you all the good stuff.
They had a nice squad that year.
Spoiler.
I like the players.
Yeah.
Grab bag. World Series is going on. Game three tonight from the Bronx.
Yeah.
L.A. Dodgers with a 2-0 lead over the Yankees. Walker Buehler will be on the mound tonight against Clark Schmidt.
How do you feel about, we were talking about this before the show. How do you feel about Yankees fans booing Aaron Judge? Like tonight, if they boo Judge, how do you feel about that? Is that in bounds?
He's not been a great playoff performer,
he's
right?
He's 6-for-40 this postseason with 19 strikeouts. I believe, let me double check.
Guy takes hacks, though. He doesn't get cheated usually.
No, he does not.
I like that about him.
I believe he's below 200 for his career in the postseason, if I'm not mistaken. Ooh. He's 199.
It's kind of like A-Rod. A-Rod had a stretch there where he couldn't hit in the postseason, right?
Bronson Arroyo's glove callback.
He did smack that glove.
And so,
spoiler alert.
Yeah, can't smack the glove.
Nah, you really can't. And so,
shouldn't you be allowed to smack the glove? If you could change one rule about baseball, would it be smacking gloves?
I would allow it, yeah. Knock it right out of there.
That's fair.
Hold on to that thing. But no,
contact sport.
If Yankees fans turn on Aaron Judge tonight, zero problem with it. Zero problem. They
get
should. You're about to be down 3-0.
Then I think he should demand a trade and get his ass out of there.
To where?
Anywhere else.
The Red Sox.
And then if I'm Juan Soto, I see the treatment that he's getting. I go, I don't want to come back here.
I'll join him on the Red Sox.
I also want to play with him on the Red Sox.
Wow. Two-point plan to fix the Red Sox.
I nailed it.
Nice.
Would you guys take Soto and Judge?
617-779-793. Do you want both?
Where are you going to play Willier Abreu, Jones? Can't take both those guys.
That's a good point.
But Yoshida has to DH, right?
Outfield's clock. Well, yeah.
Where's Yoshida going to play?
That's
a good point by Nick. I'd put
Soto in right. Yep. I would put Judge in center, and I'd put Duran in left.
Yeah?
And I'd have Yoshida, obviously DH.
Clearly.
Obviously he's going to DH.
Abreu's like a super
Willier Abreu, this is going to hurt. He's going to have to start the year in Worcester.
Yeah.
He's going to anchor that Worcester team.
Where's Roman Anthony?
He might trade Abreu for an ace. I mean, right?
I would trade Abreu
for Aaron Judge.
You have to give up something for Judge.
Good point.
I hadn't thought about
Take Willier.
Yeah. Maybe Roman Anthony for the ace.
Roman Anthony for the ace.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Don't touch the prospects.
We fixed them.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
They're going to be, when the Josh Uche pick hits, that's when the prospects are all going to be in midseason form.
And here comes the grab bag. Grab bag.
You know, we obviously focused most of our talk today about the Patriots and their win, but nationally it is much more about the Jets' loss.
Oh, yeah.
Including a guy who used to work at our sister station, WFAN. You could argue he and the Mad Dog breathed life into the whole thing. That'd be Mike Francesa, who now has a podcast, Jones.
I was going to ask, is that where he is?
Hashtag Dork Podcast.
Yeah.
We're podcast brothers, me and Francesa.
Yeah. Contemporaries?
Yeah, peers.
Peers. That's the word. I think that's what I was looking for. Yes.
So that's exciting. And so after the game, he was ranting and raving on the Mike Francesa podcast about
good stuff,
how it went with the Jets.
Bill Parcells used to say to me, my kicker doesn't kick 80%.
That was a good start.
Francesa right away.
Bill Parcells used to tell me.
Yeah.
Not he used to say it. He used to tell me.
So like, no joke, it is an anecdote from 40 years ago.
Easy.
Maybe 50. There's a chance he was told this 50 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
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 80s? Well, no, that's 40 years.
Well, but whatever. But maybe, what was Parcells' first year? Like 79?
Oh, maybe.
I think so.
With the G-Men?
Yeah. Early. Yeah. It could have been 50 years ago.
Bill Parcells used to tell me.
Honestly, that should be the name of the podcast.
Yeah.
Bill Parcells used to tell me
with Mike Francesa.
I like Francesa. I listen to this.
Francesa's good.
Yeah.
Bill Parcells used to say to me, my kicker doesn't kick 80% of his field goals. He's somebody else's kicker. Zetterlein has to be somebody else's kicker.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Or nobody's kicker. Get rid of him.
Right?
How many games can he lose in 1 year? Extra points, field goals. I mean, how many can they? And then how can they not get a play in on the whole time they're coming down the field? You know, if you score, you need a 2-point play. You're going to be up 5. And you get a delay of game. How is that possible? What are you guys doing on the sideline? Everything the Jets touches turns to garbage. Complete and utter garbage. I never thought they could top some of the stuff they've done in the past. But you know what? Today was as low could possibly be.
What do you think of that?
Good rant.
Yep.
Good, solid rant. Good, solid, strong rant. That's a nice one.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
That headline needs, where was he reading that? That needs a little work.
I don't know.
I like Inge a lot. If you could get Inge, I like him a lot.
They need a guy in a bullpen.
I mean, if you could get Inge, I tell you, I would be interested in Inge.
Oh, would you?
That's actually my favorite all-time Francesa
over
thing.
And over and over again, just fixated on Brandon Inge.
He mentioned Brandon Inge's name like 100 times. It was classic, like, he wasn't listening to the dog wasn't listening to him. He was fixated on Brandon Inge.
They're both just deep
he's
in baseball
talking about something else. He's talking about giving something else up, and he's like reading the newspaper and being like, I like Inge. I didn't know Inge was available.
Hopefully he didn't spoil today's random player.
It's like 20, it's not.
Good point.
It's not.
One, there is not.
Two, three, four, five.
Him counting. Him counting is pretty good.
I don't even know that I could prove damages because I don't think it's damaging.
When he ripped fought.
Bill Parcells, first year with the Giants as a defensive coordinator, 79.
Mm.
He then left for the Patriots for a year, went back to the Giants in the early 80s. So, yeah, it could be a very old quote. By the way, Scott Sisson, I looked this up.
Scott missing Sisson.
If you're not kicking 80%, you're someone else's kicker?
Yeah, how do you do?
Scott Sisson, 54%. Next year, somebody else's kicker.
Yeah, there you go.
About that?
Here's the Mink Man.
Right, is the Mink Man got a podcast?
I would imagine he's on that podcast, you would think.
You think?
Yeah.
Nice.
I personally am to like Inge a lot.
No, we know. We got it.
It's loud clear on the Inge love. We got it. It's fine.
No gray area.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
It's Brandon Inge.
All right.
Done.
Took my guess.
Correct.
Damn it. All right, everybody's been waiting for this all day long. Who's the random player of the day going to be? We're going to go with a baseball player who played from 1990 to 2004.
Okay.
He played with a number of teams, mostly with the Baltimore Orioles.
Okay.
He was also on the Montreal Expos, New York Mets, Seattle Mariners, Texas Rangers, Cleveland Indians, and Toronto Blue Jays.
Okay.
But again, mostly with the Baltimore Orioles. Montreal was the next high for games played. He played first base, and left field.
But David Siggy?
Correct.
Billy. I think you missed the fadeaway on Twitch, but it was a strong. He held it up there for you, Terp.
That is pretty good.
That was a hanging gooseneck for a long time, is what I saw. David Siggy,
one guess.
Wow.
We're out.
David Segui, we were just talking about the early 90s Oakleys, Keith. This is a conversation. Now, I feel like David Segui.
The ones that got away.
David Segui rocked those hard, I think. At least some kind of glove. Maybe they weren't Oakleys.
They were so expensive.
Yeah.
As a kid, you'd be like, I want those Oakleys. And they'd be like $150. And you're like,
I can vividly picture a baseball card of David Segui just rocking. Oh, yeah, they're those Oakleys. For sure, they're those Oakleys.
Probably 97 when he hit 21 ding-dongs for Montreal.
Looks like he got caught up in the frosted tip phase.
He hit all, all the boxes.
Yeah, it looks like he did quite
a long career, though.
I believe he also checks the PED suspension.
Maybe.
Oh, was he one of those? So, well, you know.
Might have been a Mitchell Report name.
Maybe. Who among us?
But he never, 21 was his high, so he probably thought he was flying under the radar. But guess not, bud.
Yeah, he juiced it up to 21.
Guess not,
never,
bud.
Never made an all-star team?
No, but close.
Career 291 hitter. That's a good player.
Good average.
Yeah, nice stick.
Less pop than you think.
Nah,
he looks like a home run hitter,
but he wasn't. You know what he said? He looked at himself in the mirror and said, not enough pop. I got to get on the juice.
802 career OPS. I don't hate that.
I don't mean either.
Grab bag. Real quick, your horror.
I feel like that. You got to try it a little harder on that one. I feel like.
They're all good. Yeah. They're all in their own way.
Yeah.
Horror movie of the day. Yeah. It is the spooky week. This is the final week of the spooky season. Going to go with a classic. 1992's Candyman is currently streaming on Peacock. So check out Candyman, either for the first time or maybe for the 10th time. Mm. Give it a go. Excellent.
Hunter Henry won't.
No, Henry, you know what? He doesn't like I don't mind if you say, I don't watch horror movies. That's what Hunter Henry said.
Yeah.
When you just long pause into oblivion like Christian Gonzalez, and then you pull Halloween out.
I will say this because we've piled on Gonzalez a bit, rightfully so. But Hunter Henry did say my parents wouldn't let me dress as anything scary.
Yes.
And then he said he doesn't like scary movies.
Right.
And so
correlation?
Well,
probably.
Yeah. Either the parents influenced that, or maybe they just knew they were saving him from himself.
Yeah.
And he was easily spooked as a child.
What do you think of that?
I don't want to grade them all, but it was probably the worst one I've heard. Yeah.
What is that smell? Oh, that's right. Grab bag.
So that's it for the grab bag. New dorks tonight, by the way. Two new dorks.
Oh.
Davey and I are going to do episode 6 of The Penguin and the latest comic book movie at the box office, Venom, The Last Dance. So we're going to have Scottie Pippen on, Ho Grant. We're going to have all these guys stop by. We're going to talk Last Dance.
Wow, this is going to be good.
Yeah, no, the movie wasn't.
Just,
but we'll talk about it nonetheless.
Phil Jackson, BJ Armstrong.
Yep. Tony Kukoc will be there.
Yeah.
Clutch.
Yeah. Craig Hodges?
Hodges. He'll win you a 3-point shootout.
Oh, for sure.
If you need him to.
Yeah, every time.
Ron Harper.
Mm.
Bill Wennington.
My guy, Dickie Simpkins.
And now.
Yeah.
It's from Central Arkansas, Scottie, i.e. Pippen. That was, again, I think the thing that broke my brain the most was that Scottie Pippen was born Scott with a Y.
He changed.
He changed it to I-E.
Yeah, because we were kind of making fun of his kid. We're like, what are you doing?
No, Scottie Pippen Jr. actually spells it correctly.
Yeah.
That blew my mind. I think about it three times a night.
The older we get, the more we realize there's not a lot of redeeming qualities with that man.
Scottie Pippen?
Yeah.
I love Scottie Pippen. What are you talking about?
A basketball player.
Excellent.
But
amazing voice.
Good voice.
Real nice voice.
Good voice.
Changing the spelling of his name.
Yeah.
That's an odd duck move.
We got to get him on the show.
And
then,
like, he's still
that.
Like flummoxed that, like, people think Jordan's better than him. Like, that's,
I mean, Jordan
that's
had a good
weird.
Career, too. two goats? Gave me two goats?
I mean, Jordan was pretty good, I guess.
Jordan was a good player, but I love Pippen.
All right. That's the grab bag. Each and every day at this time here on Jones and Keith.
Gotham won't be safe until there's grab bag for all.
Patriots Monday. Jacoby Brissett going to join WEEI Afternoons. We'll check in with R. Cannon Hart next.